That's the sound you'll hear when there is a test or an actual emergency from an emergency alert radio station at an FCC-licensed FM radio station like us. We are KX93.5, KXRN, here in Laguna Beach, and today we are leading you in the great shakeout drill that happens statewide, but more importantly, it's happening here in Laguna at our local schools and offices. I'm Tyler Russell, and I'm joined by Jordan Vilwalk, Emergency Management Coordinator for the city. How are you, Jordan?
Good, Tyler. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. So we're 5 minutes away from the shakeout. That's when students and everybody are encouraged to drop, cover, and hold on. And we're going to tell you exactly what that means now so that you're best prepared to do that drill in about 5 minutes. And hopefully you're listening to the station so we can all do this in tandem. If you have a backup radio, it'd be a good time to practice on that. We are going to give some of those away later, and we are also on backup power here. We should mention we're running on our backup generator at the radio station, so hopefully everything's working okay. So do you want to go over real quick, Jordan, dropping, covering, and hold on? I have the actual literature here, but you probably have it memorized.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the event of an earthquake, what we need to remember to do is the simple three things that you've heard forever: drop, cover, and hold on. And when you drop, you're supposed to get under some steady furniture. Make sure you can get as much of your body underneath it as possible. You want to make sure your body's completely covered from any falling objects that might come off the walls or from the ceiling, etc. And then you want to make sure you put your hand and cover the back of your neck to prepare to protect those critical parts of your body. And then make sure you hold on and make sure you ride out that earthquake as long as you can underneath the cover of steady furniture or other equipment.
Right. And we're about to lead the drill for a few schools, for Laguna Beach High School, El Moro, and Top of the World. Thurston already did theirs earlier. They are all sitting at a desk, which I said earlier is probably a pretty good place to be because you have something to drop under, cover under, and hold on to.
Absolutely. That's the best place you could be possibly in the event of an earthquake, is somewhere close where you could just jump right underneath.
Excellent. So we're about to do this drill. We're going to give you, please don't be alarmed, because we're going to give you a fake instance of which an actual earthquake would occur. Do you want to go over some of those things? If a 7.0 earthquake did occur, what sort of stuff would start happening?
I mean, it's going to be a big ride. You're going to have things falling off the walls. You're going to have soft damage. You're going to have bookcases toppling over. Depends on how close we are to the epicenter, but that shaking can be continuous for over a minute. There could be aftershocks that occur. Power failures are going to occur. You could have communication failures that are going down as well.
Excellent. And that's the point of the radio station, by the way. Cell service could be down. Everything could be down. That's why we have backup power and even a backup transmission site that we're working on installing that will keep us on the air in the event of a major power outage or disaster. So hopefully schools are starting to tune in and starting to practice on their crank radios. Again, we're going to give some of those away. If you have a crank radio in your hand, the ones that we have here at the radio station are powered in three different ways. You can crank them, which sounds like this. You can turn them on solar power, hold them up to the sun, which allows them to be powered, or you can plug them in with a USB cord, and that allows them to stay on. So hopefully you can turn that on and practice listening to the station here in just a couple minutes. There are a few things also that the Great Shakeout mentions, a few different instances of what exactly you should do during dropping, covering, and hold on. If you're in bed, for example, do not get out of bed. If you're indoors, you want to avoid walls, windows, and hanging objects, like Jordan said. And in a classroom, like we mentioned, you get under your desk. If you're in a high-rise building, do not use elevators. Do not avoid windows and other hazards. In a store, avoid clothing racks, shelves, that sort of thing. Basically anything that can fall on you is
the
idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really important to remember to cover your head and neck with your arms to protect yourself from the falling debris that could occur. If you're in danger from falling debris, move safely, crawl to a safe place, or seek cover. And it's important that if you are inside, do not run outside. That's when most injuries can occur after the event, is stay inside and get to a space where you can protect yourself.
And we want to encourage any offices, any schools, anybody participating in the Great Shakeout Drill today, please send us your photos. Send us some photos of you hiding under a desk, and we'd love to post them to Facebook and know that you're participating. And those are the kinds of people we want to give away the crank radios to today as well. You can text us, text your photos to the station at 949-715-5936. Again, that's 949-715-KXFM. That's the same phone number on which we're going to take questions in just a little bit here after the drill. All right, it's 10:20. Shall we proceed?
Absolutely.
All right, so this is a mock drill. I'm going to start with the emergency sound, and then we'll get into it. It's 10:20 a.m. California was just hit with a 7.0 magnitude earthquake. Shaking has continued for more than a minute. Items are falling off the wall. Bookcases are toppling over. Windows are shattering. Power has gone out. What do you do? Everyone listening, practice this with us. Drop, cover, and hold on. Drop under something. Get covered by something. Cover your head. Cover your vital organs. And hold on right now. How long should they be doing this for, Jordan?
Until this shaking stops. And obviously understand that aftershocks can occur after the earthquake. So
right.
So definitely through the shaking.
Okay, and once shaking does stop in the event of an actual disaster, how do you proceed then to safety? How do you make sure everything's okay around you?
That's going to depend on your surroundings. See what damage has occurred, what condition the building you're in, the condition, the piece of furniture that you're able to climb underneath, and see how that's going on. But do understand that you don't want to put yourself at any more risk if there was an aftershock.
Right. So probably don't run outside, get in your car, and start driving somewhere. Assess the situation.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, so all schools should be participating. Top of the world, El Moro, Laguna Beach High School, we know that you're listening. Thank you for participating in this drill. You should be under your desks now. Maybe let's assume shaking is starting to subside. Okay, you can kind of come out, assess the situation, and I know everyone's about to proceed with an evacuation drill at your various schools now. Do you know what they're about to do and go outside and practice lining up and evacuating in the event of an earthquake?
Correct. That's what they're doing. The school district does have an all-hazards type of response to evacuation, so this would happen if it's an earthquake, if there's a fire, whatever emergency might happen when it is safe to do so. The school district does have a very well-practiced evacuation plan for each of their school sites, and they're going out there, they're checking in, and they're running through their procedures to make sure all the students are accounted for, they're safely outside the structures, and they're going to pass that information along up their chain to the principals and such to make sure that we have a full head count of all the students that are our class that day.
Great. And thank you for everybody. If you just did participate in the great shakeout drill, again, we'd love your photos, 949-715-5936, if you'd like to text us some pictures of your office or classroom participating. So why don't we now just get into some emergency information? We're lucky to have Jordan Vilwalk here, who is the resource for all of this here in Laguna Beach. We're going to talk about a couple different types of disasters, how you can be prepared, and what you should do in the event of one actually happening. So why don't we start real quick? We talked about what schools are doing today. If you're in an office and you just did the great shakeout drill, should you also practice an evacuation? And how would you suggest they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a good topic for, you know, a general staff meeting at your office, is talk about where you're going to evacuate to, what your procedures are going to be, where your safe zone is, if it's outside in a parking lot, so forth and so on. This is a good time to have that communication with your staff members.
Great. And I want to mention, by the way, if you are itching to ask a question, if you have one planned for this segment, you can call or text us at any time, 949-715-KXFM. We're going to give away Crank radios to select callers today. We have these backup radios that are powered by Crank, solar power, and USB. They charge your phone. They have a backup flashlight, and they tune into KX93.5. Pretty much anywhere in town. We've tested them. They're actually pretty reliable. So people can call in and win those by asking us a question today. So let's move on to preparedness. Jordan's Five is a hot topic on this radio station. What is the go bag and what is Jordan's Five?
Absolutely. Well, Jordan's Five is the coined phrase just for what you can do, the simple things that everyone should do that could be more resilient in the event of any type of disaster. That's simply if you just have a flashlight, and in your flashlight, make sure you have batteries with it. Put the batteries in backwards to make sure that they don't get drained when you have it put away. So when you do need to use that flashlight, you know, you can just turn the batteries around and power that up.
Let me stop you real quick, Jordan. We do have a call, so let's see if we can get a question.
Absolutely.
Hello, caller. You're live on the air. Do you have a question about emergency preparedness?
I do. I'm up at the top of the world, and my wife is always worrying about being trapped up there in case of an emergency. Do you guys have any suggestions?
Yeah, so the question was, Jordan, this gentleman's up at top of the world. He's always worried about being trapped up there in the event of an emergency. Any suggestions for that?
I think in the event of an earthquake or any type of emergency, you're going to be getting information from the local government officials that are going to tell you what to do, whether it's shelter in place, whether there's evacuation paths that are being put out, of which way people are supposed to go. In the event of a disaster up at top of the world, we do have a fire station that's up there. We do have officers that have that as their beat, and they go on and do windshield surveys to see where the damage is so they can pass that information along so we can make very informed decisions as to what the next route will be.
Yeah, and I think it's a good time to mention, by the way, if anybody isn't signed up for Laguna Beach's alerts, you can sign up for Nixle Alerts and Alert OC, which would inform you, wherever you are, what you're supposed to do. And do you want to remind people how to do that?
Absolutely. You can register for our emergency alerting system in the county. It's called Alert OC by simply going to alertoc.com. You click on Laguna Beach, you put your information, your cell phone, your email, your text numbers. Make sure you put all that information in there so we have a whole bunch of different platforms that we could reach you on to pass that critical message. As far as the Nixle system, that will also be used in addition to Alert OC, but that's more used for traffic, the daily issues in Laguna Beach, the traffic updates and such. And you can just simply text our zip code 92651 to the phone number 888-777, and it will automatically enroll you in those.
Does that help you out?
Hugely. And will I be able to find that information if I go to the KX site as well?
Sure. We'll post it there, also on our Facebook, and we'll podcast this whole interview. And you, sir, win a Crank Radio. So hang on the line, and we'll get your information for that, okay?
Thank you very much. I love this show. Thank you.
Thank you. Looks like we got another caller. Hello, are you with us?
I am.
Hi. Would you like to ask a question about emergency preparedness?
I would.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hi there. Also calling from top of the world. I really had a two-part question. Number one is, you guys were talking about the emergency text alerts. We're signed up for that. Are there plans when those alerts go out to actually direct residents to tune into the radio station? Because it seems to me that far more information can be described over the air than repeatedly text. So will we get that reminder to, you know, to tune in, number one? And then the second half of the question is, especially in places like Top of the World, cell phone signals can be very spotty and limited. And I'm wondering if the city is looking at concurrently doing anything that might improve the overall cell phone reception in town that would, of course, help in a situation like this.
Thank you for calling. As far as the radio perspective, I think I can take that. I think that the two exist independently of each other. I don't think Nixle will ever inform residents to tune into the station, as we are simply a redundant resource of information. We'll basically be saying the same thing, perhaps a little more in depth on the radio station, yes, but we exist as a redundant source. And I don't think, I think the city does their own communication, and we do our own for a good reason.
Absolutely. We know that there's multiple platforms that need to be reached when there's any disaster, and we're going to use every resource. I've called in live with 93.5 to pass the message along,
right,
at the same time as passing out messages through Alert OC, Nixle, the website, the local media. We're going to hit every platform to try to keep the residents informed as what they need to do.
Right.
And that kind of goes on to the second part of your question, sir, is that we do use multiple platforms because we don't know what the cell service is going to do, what's going to stay up. It takes less bandwidth for us to send a text or an email, which is why we suggest you log on and register all those so that you can get that critical message.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. We'll have a Crank Radio for you if you want to hang on the line.
All right.
All right. Thank you. All right, Jordan. So, again, people can call in today. We're talking about emergency preparedness here in Laguna in coordination with the Great Shakeout, which just happened at 10:20. Hopefully you practice dropping, covering, and holding on. And you can call in at 949-715-5936 to win a radio and ask us a question. You want to continue on Jordan's five?
Absolutely. So I think I covered the flashlight. The second thing is what's in your hand right now, Tyler, is the hand crank radio, AM/FM. There's some pretty cool ones. The one the radio station is giving away has a USB to charge your phone. It has solar. It's hand crank, and it works extremely well. So if you have one of those in your go kit or your emergency kit, that will definitely help you have another avenue to stay informed during any type of emergency. The third thing is going to be obviously food. Make sure you have enough food for your entire family. Understanding if you have young kids or elderly parents, make sure you get food and stuff that you're actually going to want to eat. Make sure you're able to be self-sustaining for 72 hours. So with that comes water. So you have water, you have food, you have a hand crank radio, you have a flashlight. And lastly, put away some cash, small bills if possible, because ATM machines, credit cards aren't going to be working. So make sure that you do have some cash, because that's going to be king when it comes down to getting some supplies after some type of disaster.
Great. Very good stuff. So that was Jordan's five and the go bag. And again, we will post this information on our website. And it is, I believe, also on the city's website.
Yes.
Yeah, LagunaBeachCity.net. So let's move on to what we're talking about today, which is an earthquake. So we talked a little bit about what to do during an earthquake. We talked a lot about that today. How about before? How should you prepare for an earthquake?
Yeah, absolutely. I think obviously preparation comes before when the event will actually occur. So make sure you look around and understand the places that you spend a lot of time. And with that, identify safe places such as underneath a sturdy piece of furniture, an interior wall, whether it's your office, whether it's your school, your business. Make sure you understand where you could go to for safety. Make sure that you secure items either on a wall or strap your bookcases or your dressers beforehand. So if the earthquake does occur, that those are already in place and they're most likely not able to fall. And then again, make sure you follow Jordan's five or store those critical supplies beforehand so you have that readily available.
Yeah, there's a great website that you actually directed me to, Jordan, propac.com, which is out of North Carolina. And they just got flooded, no pun intended, with purchases because of the hurricane over there. And they make earthquake readiness kits, pet first aid kits, very specific items for specific instances. And we bought one of those actually for the station.
Awesome. Yeah. They do great stuff.
So what about, we talked a little bit about after an earthquake, but let's say the aftershocks have subsided. You know it's safe to move about. What should you then start to do?
Definitely, you should see if you have a clear path to safety. If your building that you're in has sustained some damage, there's a lot of issues that you want to make sure that you're able to leave the building, go to an open space away from the damaged areas. Make sure you pay attention to any power lines, anything that's light poles that could fall down or that already compromised, so go there. If you are trapped after an earthquake, don't move. Don't kick up dust that could maybe hurt you even more. So just kind of stay put. Try to use, if you have a whistle or a tap on anything, or yell when reasonable, to try to get people's attention to let you know that you're in there.
Okay.
If you have a cell phone with you, we recommend texting. Text a friend, text a family member, push along information, especially if you're trapped where you are, so people know how to get to you. So,
I'm going to go to another call here, absolutely. Jordan, real quick. We have a caller on the line. Hello, would you like to ask a question about emergency preparedness?
Yes, I would.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, awesome. This is my question for Jordan. Is, I own a building in Laguna Beach where there's lots of people who work there, and I'm wondering if there's some sort of resource in Laguna or nearby where someone actually would come and walk through our building and let us know if our building is indeed ready for an earthquake.
You know, we do have the ability that I could come by and make some recommendations. But as far as the structure goes, that I'm not really skilled in the engineering department to go say what's going to be stable and what's going to survive. I'm more on just the preparedness portion. So what you can do to be more resilient, such as a kit, preparing ahead of time, maybe help you with your evacuation plan, where you can go and that type of thing. But as far as the building structure, that's not really my
expertise. Maybe you could contact a structural engineer or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. I would talk to see what you have, or maybe Google it. There could be some good resources there that maybe someone could come out and provide more expert advice on the specific building.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't add that to your plate, Jordan.
Yeah,
we probably want to look for somebody somebody to do that. All right, well, thank you for asking that question. I've got a Crank radio for you for calling in if you'd like.
Great, thank you.
All right, hang on the line for us, all right? All right, so real quick, wrap up after an earthquake.
So once safe, we just want you to monitor local news reports via your battery-powered or hand crank radio, television, social media, text alerts, and such, to see what the instructions are as far as what the local government wants you to do. And then, of course, lastly, be prepared to drop cover and hold on again if there is an aftershock.
Okay, great. So, you know, we're talking mostly about earthquakes today, but of course, Laguna is capable of receiving a lot of type of natural disasters. As we move into our kind of only rainy season, perhaps it's a good time to talk about flooding, as that has been a problem in Laguna Beach before. So do you want to tackle that? What would happen during a flood, as it has happened previously here in Laguna?
Absolutely. So some basic flooding tips that we try to pass along is the simple message. We try to coin these phrases so people can understand them, but turn around, don't drown. So if you're driving in a vehicle don't try to drive your vehicle through the flooding. This is what typically happens if there's a low-lying area. You don't know how much water is there, whether your vehicle can pass through. So if there's a point where the water, the road is covered in water, is that we just ask you to turn around and find an alternate route if possible. Avoid walking or driving through any flooded waters. And just 6 inches of moving water can knock you down, and 2 feet of water can actually sweep your vehicle away.
Wow, 2 feet, huh? That's it. Driving, it feels like, is the biggest hazard during a flood. You simply do not want to go for it. If it looks questionable, don't do it. Mm-hmm.
And actually, if for flash flooding, they're actually the number one reason that people die in floods is because of the flash flooding that it hits, and that's the number one death.
What about businesses in town? I remember we've sandbagged downtown businesses before, that sort of thing. How should low-lying businesses be prepared?
I mean, I think you have to understand where your low-lying areas are and then prepare those entry points to try to protect your property as well. But know that when raining starts, and especially stay tuned to the local officials, that when we are expecting those types of levels of rain, that you're already in place and that you're not scrambling last minute.
Right. Want to remind everybody, we're talking about emergency preparedness today with Jordan Vilwalk, Emergency Management Coordinator for the city. We led the great shakeout drill at 10:20 for various schools and offices in town, and we're encouraging questions today, 949-715-KXFM, 949-715-5936. I believe we have one more spare crank radio to give away, so one more question, and we'll do that. And a shout-out to our friends at CERT, who are here testing their relay system. They have set it up in 4 spots in town, and they're monitoring the station to make sure they can communicate in the event of a major outage as well. Want to mention when the next CERT class is.
Yeah, absolutely. So our next CERT class, we're just announcing it now, is January 9th is going to be the start date. We're taking a different approach this time. We're going to do a daytime class to try to involve the senior population that might not want to go out at night or is difficult, as well as some of the stay-at-home moms or dads that are at home that want to take this class. So it will be Mondays and Wednesdays starting January 9th going through February 1st. We'll meet at the Suzy Q Center from 9 until noon. And it's basically 8 different segments of disaster preparedness tips and CERT materials that we're passing out. And you'll get your own backpack with some goodies. Definitely, if you are interested, you could either look it up on our city's website, and you can register for the class underneath the recreation class sign up that you would for any other rec class here in the city. So that is live right now. It is at zero cost to anybody that lives or works in the city. And if anyone has any questions, we've got a pretty robust, detailed information about what CERT is on the website, or they can reach out to me.
And how many CERT members are there now?
We currently have 250 in the city. So we've trained 250 individuals, either businesses or residents here in the city since 2011.
And those are people we can trust, that we have 250 plus people to be mobilized in the event of a disaster, which is really reassuring.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to the final thing we're going to talk about with Jordan today. We touched on this a little bit, but communication tools during and after an emergency. You talked about a little bit what to do with your cell phone, how to sign up for Alert OC, maybe touch up on that again, and social media and everything as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So with the 93.5 has social media sites as well, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. So does the city of Laguna Beach, and we're going to be passing along information in the event of disaster through social media along with Alert OC. Obviously, you can sign up for that at alertoc.com. You create a username and password, and you enter in all your information with all the different platforms so we can reach you. Nixle, again, is another method that we could use, and you can sign up by sending our zip code 92651 to the number 888-777, and that will automatically enroll you in that.
Great. And you had also mentioned, there's a lot of bandwidth being used in the event of a disaster. Don't use your phone to call. Of course, if you have to call 911, that allows it to free up for those people who need to. And you should be texting. But also, you mentioned social media is a safe way and a low bandwidth way to let people know you're safe.
Yeah, absolutely. You can use that to pass along messages either on Twitter, on Facebook, whatever you use to communicate with your loved ones to get that message out. You hit on a good point. Don't call 911 in the event of an emergency unless you actually have an emergency. We don't have any more information than the local residents do. Any other access to if there was an earthquake, how big was it, where was it, those type of questions just clog up the 911 line, and that individuals should be able to search on social media either using USGS, Twitter, their Facebook, either going online to get that information. So you could free up the lines for those that actually do have an actual emergency.
Great. And I want to remind people today, the impetus for us to do this is to let people know that the radio station won't be going anywhere. We will be on the air in the event of a disaster to get information. If you're not getting it, maybe your cell phone is broken or lost, your Nixle alerts aren't working, whatever it is, the radio station will be live. So turn on your crank radio, listen to us, and we will disseminate proper information. If you don't have a crank radio or it was lost, go to your car if that's safe and tune it in there. You can always have a way to listen to the station, FM, as long as you have your car still parked in your driveway. So the radio station will be on the air. We're doing this today to show you that that's the case. In fact, we're running on backup power right now to demonstrate that our backup generator is on, and we've given away a few crank radios today. So if we get any more calls, any more texts, we will take a couple more questions and give away more radios. 949-715-KXFM. That's 715-5936. Jordan, anything else you want to add on the great shakeout or emergency prep in general?
No, I think this is just a good time to remind everyone to be prepared that we have a lot of hazards here in the city of Laguna Beach, whether it's earthquake, tsunami, wildfire, flooding, and that just speaks to the importance to everyone to take a few minutes to be prepared, have that water, have that food, have your emergency kit. Make sure you talk to your loved ones to figure out how you're going to communicate in the event of a disaster. Subscribe to those outlets from the local government and to 93.5 to pass along the important life-saving information in the event of a disaster. And just so our community can be more resilient. And after the disaster, like we did in the 2010 floods, be able to open back up, get businesses back up and running, and support that so that our community can be extremely resilient.
Great point. If you're just tuning in and you missed the great shakeout at 10:20, it's not too late. Organize your office, organize your home, practice dropping, covering, and holding on. And again, we'll put all this information on our website and on podcast. Jordan Vilwalk, Emergency Management Coordinator, thank you very much. Thanks to the CERT members who are here at the station. Thanks to our volunteers, Ernest Hackman, Tim Templeton from CERT, Jason Fetty, Monica Silva, Chris Tomlin from CERT, Janice and Jane, and well, Zach Churchill, who have gone out to schools today and made this truly a group effort to make sure everybody is informed. We are KX93.5, broadcasting live in Laguna Beach.
That I wobbled in my walk and I'm trembling. That's right, you got me shaking. When you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart starts doing that St. Rita dance and I'm dancing. Yeah. Oh, and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night. Shaking.